Torah Or, Parshas Chayesara, page Tezayin, first column, 12 lines from the end of the first column. Okay, first Alter Rebbe asked, how could 1 hour of Tshuva Maisim Tev and Beilam Azeh be greater than the whole Olam Haba when seemingly the whole Aved is to come to Olam Haba? Because Olam Haba is a revelation of the essence of Hashem. So, how is it possible that this world can be preparation for that world? I mean, so how can you say that this world is greater if it's only a preparation for the world to come? So he says, there's another question. One place says, Molei Cholardus Kvoidei, which is Ziv, a ray of Avalukus. Another pasuk says, Eseshmeim Beres, Ani Molei, I'm my essence. So is it the essence or is it a ray? Which one is it? So, he starts explaining another question. How is it possible for the neshama, which is a limited creation, to understand godliness? Even the neshama comes up to Gan Eden, how is it possible it's still a limited creation? Yeah, it's chelak alakam mimal mamish, but now the neshama is a tangible thing. Even in Gan Eden, there's a neshama. So how is it possible for that finite neshama to understand? So he says like this. He says, it's to understand it's like the moshul of the seed of the father that creates the child originates in the brain. But you can't say that the brain gets smaller because the seed left the brain. So he says, when it leaves the brain, it's todochnias, then it comes down through the spine, and there it becomes gashmias. And he says the same thing. The neshama itself originates mamish one with Hashem, and then it becomes into a limited creation, even in Gan Eden, even the world of Bria. Because Gan Eden is Bria, like we learned. So Bria is also a world of limitation. So basically, this is where we're up to now. So the question is, how can a limited neshama understand godliness? Okay? So he says, 12 lines to the bottom of the first column. When you know the inyan is, in Exiv, it says by Matan Teira, Vayova, Meshe B'techa Onan. Meshe Rabbeinu, after he went up to Har Sinai, went into the cloud. It was there 40 days and 40 nights. And it says, Lechem le'yachal, he didn't need bread. So the question is, how did he sustain himself for 40 days and 40 nights? Well, you go for a gashmi nizim imazin ruchni levad. Therefore, it says that Meshe Rabbeinu in Shemayim survived only from ruchni a stick of food. Like the pasuk says in Tilim, lechen abirim shachal ish, mamish kameya malochim. So therefore, Meshe Rabbeinu, in fact, there's an interesting expression in the Medrash. The Medrash has an expression. The Goyim took it, when in Rome do as the Romans? There's the Gemara, it says, Asis the Karta, Azal Bani Musa. Asis the Karta, when you come to a city, Azal Bani Musa, go according to the traditions right of the city. So therefore, it says in the Medrash like this, the Malachim came down to earth when they visited Avraham Avinu, so they ate. Meshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven, angel world, so over there they don't eat, so he didn't eat. But now, the Alter Rebbe is asking a good question. Liberals, it says that Meshe Rabbeinu lived from Ruchnias, 40 days and 40 nights. But the question is, how is it physically possible but still, how is it possible that Meshe Rabbeinu survived from Ruchnias to Gafut? Meshe Rabbeinu still was Gashmias. It wasn't like Eliyahu Navi, he went up to heaven alive, he's no more body. So how the fact is, how did Meshe Rabbeinu exist from Ruchni Yizdik of food? That's why it says in the Pasuk, Meshe Rabbeinu went into the cloud and then he was there for 40 days and 40 nights and didn't eat. What's the singing of the cloud? The cloud represents a very lofty level of godliness, but it came down through the chain of the rules. It became the garment of Meshe Rabbeinu. Not through this he was able to understand that Elokus, and it became his food. What does it mean? It's like you look at a very great light through a curtain, Right? So therefore, what happens like this? Meshe Rabbeinu, what says B'teicha Anan. Anan is a lofty level of Elokus. The Teiris and Yom Kippur and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, B'chisa Anan HaKteiris, it's a Kaperis. Anan is a level of, but Anan is a blockage. Clouds block. It blocks the rays of the sun. So in Ruchni is the thing, this cloud actually concealed the level of Gashmias. That Meshe Rabbeinu, like, became the intermediary. It blocked the Ruchnius that he can handle it. And because it became that spiritual food, so to speak, became so low, that became his physical food. And he's going to explain. Making Teiro Mitzvahs Maisis. Teiro and physical mitzvahs. Sheshor Shemerotz and Al Yimei Chochmas Yisbarach. They come from the will of Hashem and the intellect of Hashem. Shem Yichod and Baby Yisbarach. That are one with Hashem Antu Chakim. Shehu Lamaila Miziv Hashchina, which is much infinitely greater than the ray of the Shechina. But with a Kizbashtis Achayus, meaning like this. What's he say? What is Teira Mitzvahs? And here the Alter Rebbe is explaining how the Neshama in Gan Eden can handle Alukus if the Neshama is still a limited being. He says, just like Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai existed because of the cloud, meaning it came down in the Torah mitzvahs do, yeah? Torah mitzvahs are much higher than the ray of the Shechina. Torah mitzvahs is the will of Hashem and the Chochmah of Hashem. It's not the ray of Hashem. Hashem and His Chochmah are one. So Torah mitzvahs is the essence of Hashem. Yet Torah mitzvahs comes into physical things. Torah mitzvahs, you learn about physical mitzvahs and you learn in Torah about physical objects. Not only do you learn, Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, not only do you learn about physical objects in Torah, you learn about evil, you learn about liars. Torah speaks. This guy says this, this guy says this, this guy's a Rami, this guy's a liar, this guy's a thief. That means Torah, wisdom of Hashem, which in the source is super lofty, comes down into a physical form. So what does Torah mitzvahs do actually? Torah mitzvahs is like the cloud that when the neshama learns Torah and keeps mitzvahs in this world, that becomes the ability for the neshama, even as a limited being, to understand the deepest levels of a godliness in Gan Eden. The deepest levels of godliness, he's able to understand Gan Eden. Why? Because that's what Torah mitzvahs do. They originate in the loftiest place, and yet they come down into the lowest of lowest. Yeah, the only reason the Neshama can understand the Torah mitzvahs is because Hashem lowered Torah into physical seichel.
It's not because the Neshama is still a Volga.
No. No. Because if you talk about understanding Torah, a guy can understand Torah, they can't feel Torah. A goy can understand godliness. A goy can learn chassidus. A goy can learn chassidus. Understand it very well. Not a question of not doing anything about it. In order to feel Elokus, you have to be Elokus. There's an expression, ilu yadaitiv hayisiv. If I were das, but das is not only knowing feeling, I would be it. In order to feel Elokus, then you need to have a neshama, which is a part of Hashem.
And that neshama went to Gan Eden?
You're not Gan Eden. You didn't go to Gan Eden.
Okay. Where did you go? You went to get the Torah. You went to Shomayim.
You didn't go to Gan Eden. You went higher than Gan Eden.
So, was his physical body transported over there?
His physical body was there.
Did he stand somewhere on top of the mountain and then he had the...
You ask you the technicality of it? I don't know. I was there, but in the neshama form, not the body form.
Because we always say there's no place. It's not a place that it was transported.
And Ochanami. Okay, so and what happened to Eliyahu HaNavi when he went up to heaven? What happened to his body?
Check it out.
What happened to the body when he went alive with his body?
I guess it's better to say we don't understand because...
Yeah, we don't understand because our brains don't work like that.
Because it was only a state of consciousness.
It's not a state of consciousness. Eliyahu HaNavi is not a stage of consciousness. And Rishu ben Levi that went up to also the Gan Eden alive, It wasn't the state of consciousness. According to the Medrash, there are seven people, one alive together, whatever it was, I think seven, whatever the different numbers are, different opinions. Seven, were different numbers. But the pearl, it's all, whatever, what does it mean? I don't know. Are they a little secret? I don't care either. What difference does it make to me, how they went up? No, it really doesn't matter. It doesn't do anything. And he says, which is his pashtis v'chayis, which is only a ray of the Shekhinah. Torah mitzvahs is much greater than that. V'nishtaushu v'nispashtu. They came down and they spread out. V'nislabshu b'nyoni z'aylam agashmi into gashmistika things. Like klaf shel tefillin, the parchment of tefillin, semet shel tzitzis, the wool of tzitzis, tzedakah with physical money. So what happens like this, when a person occupies himself in Torah mitzvahs, that becomes the nishmosei levushim garments, shenislavish by Megan Eden Elyon, that he's able to go to Gan Eden Elyon, shal yodei tuchal neshama. This gives the ability for the neshama, which is nivra, a limited creation, lahasig ziv hashchina atzmus elukus. So this is what he's saying. In order for neshama, which is a finite being, to understand Gan Eden, which is pretty high up there in Elokus, it must have the tshuva maisim tevim ba'ilum hazeh. Why? Because otherwise there's no way the neshama in Gan Eden, that's what like we said. The Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, that the food that, the Torah that person neshama learns in this world becomes the food of the neshama in Gan Eden, because you digest it. The mitzvahs we did becomes the garments of the neshama Gan Eden. That's the only way the person, spiritually speaking, can have the existence of food and the garments that protect him. That's the only way you can have it when you have tshuva and teira mitzvahs in this world. V'zeh yofa shachat v'tshuva meisim tevin. They come from shoshim irotzen elyon baruch hu. Mikol chay elam abo. From the whole better than elam abo. Shurak Shekhinah, Kiyadu, is only the ray of the Shekhinah. Mikama came heim nekroim levushim. They are called garments. Why are they called Torah mitzvahs? Called garments. Shayyadim tuchel lahazik ziv Shekhinah. Okay? So therefore, the Alter Rebbe is explaining like this. In order for neshama to be able to go up to Gan Eden and bask in this level of godliness, to perceive it, to feel it, and so on, the neshama has to have tshuva meisim tevim, meaning Torah mitzvahs. Because that's the way the essence of Elokus comes into a physical existence. Torah mitzvahs deals with physical objects. And then when the person becomes one with that essence of Hashem that lowered itself, that becomes the food and garments that allows the neshama in Gan Eden to grasp Elokus. Okay, now he says, at the tzorach lahavin, he says, now we need to understand inyan ava v'yira, the level of love and fear, shemeragatfim levat, are only the wings, lagbia ikar adove shetetshuva teiro maisim tevim. In Tanya, the Alter Rebbe explains them in many places in Chassidus. We know, we say that chesed, it says in the Zohar that love and fear are the gatfim, which literally means wings, that elevate the Torah mitzvahs higher. You know, like the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya, there's a din, if you have a bird, and nitla gapav, the Gemara says in the Tzalach is, if the wings were clipped off the bird, it's still a kosher bird, you could shecht it, you could eat it. It's not called a treifa. It's not called something that invalidates the health of the animal. So therefore, the bird exists without the wings.
So you said the wing is the physical wing or the...
I'm talking about physical wings and therefore spiritual wings. Physical wings mean, just think of physical, I'm giving you a mushroom, right? The physical bird. Okay, and there's another thing we see. The mashal is seemingly nothing to do with the nimshal, and yet we understand the nimshal from the mashal. Okay, you have a bird, has wings. The only purpose of the wings, it's not essential in the life of the bird. Therefore, if the wings are clipped, the bird is kosher. What's the purpose of the wing? To make the bird fly high. Right? So it says in Zohar, that what are the Ava and Yira, what is doing mitzvahs with Vavta Seshem Alakecha, as Hashem Alakecha Tira, loving God, fearing Hashem, what does that do? It makes the Torah mitzvahs fly upward. Like the Torah mitzvahs, like the body on the ground. You want to pick it up, it should be elevated to the proper place, so you need love and fear. So he says, to understand this, how is it possible that love and fear are only the wings that elevate the Torah, Maisim Tev, Ilhav and Muhus, Lav and Mahi? And to understand what is this level of love that we're talking about, that is the wing, the right wing and the left wing. And by the way, that's why you need love and fear. Why can't you just have love? Because a bird has one wing, it can't fly anyway. Because there's no balance. You need a balance between love and fear. Okay? Now, even those tzaddikim that were primarily Ava still had a little yira. Like Avram Avinu, he was the Ava, obviously, right? Chesed Avram. But never as the Ata Yadaiti, ki Yirei Elokim Ata. What does Hashem tell him after the Akedah? Last week's Parsha. Yirei Elokim. You also have Yira. Primarily Ava, but he also had Yira. Yitzchok is primarily Yira. He had Ava also. So, but you need both wings, because otherwise the bird can't fly, meaning Torah mitzvahs can't fly up because there's no wings. So he says, in the Inyan of Krishma, okay, what's the Inyan of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? So we can know it says in Shulchan Aruch that when you say Echad, Aleph Ches Dalid, Ches is 8, which is 7 heavens and earth, and Dalid is the 4 corners of the world, and the 8 heavens and earth and the 4 corners of the world are all subservient to Hashem, which basically means all 6 directions, up and down, heaven and earth, and the 4 corners of the world. So therefore he says, what do we anoint Hashem as king, higher, lower, and the 4 corners, all 6 directions. Peter, what does this mean? It says Hashem's glory permeates the world. And it says, if you caught it, should akiziv is pashas ha'ara bilvad. Only a ray of Elokus comes into Teich Almin. And he said, Uksiv et Seshemayim Reses Ani Molei Pchines Atem Selokus Shenit Ein Anif. Again, he's asking like the same question he asked before. One pasuk says, Molei Cholaris Kvoidei, which means only a ray, Ziv Yikarei. And another place it says, Ani Molei, at the essence of Hashem. How could, like he says, how could both be true? When you Sheshneim Emes, both are true. It's a ray and it's the essence. How could that be? Commercial bittul ziv hashemesh b'mokad hashemesh atzma. It's like the bittul of the ray of the sun in the sun. And like Dr. Rebbe says in Shai Yichud V'Amuna, that if the sun could shine, the ray of the sun could shine 92 million miles away from the sun, for in the sun for sure it could reveal itself. Now, he says, the reality is animale, the essence of Hashem is all over. In the world is not only the ray of Hashem, it's the essence of Hashem. Ach mashu mispashit teich kleidi v'gvul hubato v'nichlo b'muhusi v'asmutsi yizbarich v'enelukus. In other words, he says like this. The reality is that the essence of Hashem is all over the place. Ain't Odom Avadim. That's it. There's only Hashem. So what happened? So the essence of Hashem is in. So he says like this. But what is revealed in the world, that's only the ray of the Shekhinah. In other words, there is what's called Metzius.
Yeah.
No. Metzius is the existence, and there's Mahus, the essence. When you see a neshama in the body, a living person, yeah? We know that there's a neshama, whatever you want to call it, a goy yid. There's something keeping you alive, correct? Now, do you know what this neshama is? No. You don't know what it is. You only know the metzias, that it functions. That we understand. I know the functioning of the neshama, because that I could see, that I could handle. That's tangible. What the essence of the neshama is, that there's no way of knowing. It's chelok alakami, if you don't have the nefesh alakis. It's mamish, one with Hashem. So we understand the mitzias of the neshama. We know the existence of the neshama, the functioning of the neshama, but we can't understand the essence. That doesn't mean the essence of the neshama is not here, just because I don't understand it. It's too great for me to understand it. Now, in Elokus also, you have the essence of Hashem is all over the world, but that we don't get. What do we get? The way Hashem functions. The sun comes up, the sun sets. The things grow, the things move, the things function. The world is functioning. That we understand. But what the essence is, we understand Ziv Yikari. We understand the ray of the Shekhinah, the way the sunlight is functioning on the earth. It gives light, it gives warmth, or whatever it is. But what the essence is, that we don't understand. And we can't understand it. So he says like this, Hinei, she is vain in Adam hate of Bazet. When a person meditates properly in this, Psuki de Zimra, Ube Krishma, in Psuki de Zimra and Krishma, Ech Shebe'em is who came. That this is the reality. By the way, you could talk from today till tomorrow and you can, the Kozman, you don't live it and you don't feel it, it's worthless. Yeah? You can scream Einei Melvadi, but if you don't feel it and you don't live it, then it's good theoretical. Be'em is Kain is Taka like that. Sha'elim is Petelim Mamakir Chayusam, that the world is like the ray of the sun in the sun. What the whole Shayuchad Vamun is explaining, that Hashem created the world with speech. Speech means the revelation of Elokus. But therefore, it's not like the revelation of Elokus. It's like the revelation of Elokus, the ray of the sun in the sun, because Hashem's essence is all over. Which means it's not even like the mushel of the sun. When the mushel of the sun, the ray leaves the sun, right? Therefore, there it becomes an existence. But the way the ray of the sun is within the sun, it's not existent. Now, but when Hashem created the world, his ray of speech, you know, that revelation, the difference between that and the sun, Dalt Rebbe said, "Ein mushel deima l'nimshol," Dalt Rebbe explained, because over here, the essence of Hashem is all over. So the ray, the speech, the ray of Hashem that created the world really never left Hashem. It's still within Hashem. And he says, so therefore it's really bottle makar chayusam. Rak. Nei shadum ubekeli gashmi haguf. Okay, because a person knows in a physical body, mishra the chivya, serpent skin. Shem is gadol misrabah megashmis. They get bigger and bigger from gashmis, as we all know, you gain weight. Hamaster umaylem shlo yuchel iris be'enei yudiyah. Chushi is that we can't see it with in a way of seeing, like seeing is believing. When you see something, there's no doubts. When you understand something, I don't know, is it right, is it not right? When I see it, there's no doubts. So when a person meditates in Pesukah de Zimra and Kirishma and Shmanasri and all that, then the person awakens with the desiring heart, that this meditation should affect him a whole day. Will he party mamishkal, not to be at all separated from Hashem? He says, what is this love of Hashem, the Ava, that is the wing to carry up the mitzvahs, carry the mitzvahs up there? So he explains, what is meaning love of Hashem? We said many times, love, what does love mean? You become one with the thing you love. That's true love. Everything else is baba maisis. Love is when you come, and that's what we said many times, the word ahava, love, equals 13, and the word echad equals 13. So what's the true definition of love? Really, the true, not the, oh, I love you, that's above my side. What is the true definition of love? When a person becomes one with the thing he loves. So when does a person really love Hashem? When he becomes one with Hashem. Which means he realizes, not only, with all due respect, saying it, but actually feeling Einei Melvadi. And that's the causes, when you meditate that and realize that, up, down, four corners, it's all only Elokus, and it's the ray of the sun in the sun. So then you create a real love of Hashem. What?
Because this love of Hashem, and somebody that loves the drug that really gives him high, or somebody that loves...
You can love good, you can love bad. Some people love to kill, to steal, to rob, to do whatever.
Somebody loves a great scotch.
No.
He consumes and then becomes one with it.
Yeah. Yeah, but what is he loving? Something physical, something corrupt, sometimes something that could hurt you.
He loves it because he really feels it. He really enjoys it.
I understand. Now let me ask you a question. If I love something which is dangerous for me, I love bleach. I love the taste of bleach. No, so I love it. I become one. So you're going to die from it.
Well, somebody loves hiking in nature and really enjoys nature. And what's the difference?
Because that... No, and nothing. I'm not saying. That's often what their focus becomes.
Pardon?
Something you love. We mentioned this many times. It says in Chassidus.
Listen
to me. You can have a yeshiva bacher or a guy, a kailer guy, that learns 18 hours a day. Taka learns, not sitting there BSing. He learns 18 hours a day. That does not necessarily mean he's in the learning. If he's in the learning or not? When he closes the book and he walks in the street, what falls into his head? That's where the person really is. Because that's what you won with. What you won with, you don't forget. That's why the whole muscle of Shir HaShirim, which is the love story between husband and wife, which represents Shlomo HaMelech about the love story between Hashem and the Yidden, that husband and wife is supposed to be Labasa Echad, they become one. Yeah, Ishti Kugufi Dam Yitzimamish one. So that's what the person is really at. You want to know where a person is really at? It's not what he does the majority of the day. One second, let me finish. It's not what he does the majority of the day. A guy could be in business the majority of the day, yeah? But what does he really want? What does he really enjoy? Davening and learning. It might be minimal time. It might be an hour a day versus 18 hours a day in business, whatever it may be. The question is, what are you one with? He's talking here about meditating into Ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by understanding Hashem's greatness, that is the ray of the sun in the sun. So that means all he wants is godliness. That's Ava, you become one with it. That's the ultimate goal. Now, are we at that level? God. We ain't nowhere near it.
What's the difference between that and a scientist that's really immersing?
I'm not saying that. So he is...
about it all the time.
The only... The difference...
Innovate.
Okay, I'll tell you what the difference
is. What's the difference?
There's no difference. He's one with the science. The only issue is science is a physical wisdom. And when you're talking about God, which is, the uniqueness of man. Obviously, a guy who loves science, a scientist, versus a guy who loves to eat, you can't compare them. This is a refined desire, this is a behemoth, okay. But there's something that's still human, that's still within the realm of humanity. It's physical intellect. When you're talking about a relationship with Hashem, you're talking about infinite. It's a much bigger difference.
Can a physical enjoyment elevate the soul?
No. It lowers it.
How about the rab breeze? Smelling the stomach.
That's in the stomach.
Shaking.